Chapter 2. Lena was not a morning person, and the first day back at school, her first class was 8 a.m. Advanced Composition, an important class, a wake-up-and-pay-attention kind of class. This morning, the teacher was on a roll. "Since this is the advanced class, I expect you are all able to write. To assess your individual ability levels, I would like 2 writing samples. Due tomorrow," said the teacher. Groans. "This sucks," murmured Lena to Zell nearby. "The first, a 1-page report on any one thing you did last summer," the teacher continued, ignoring the numerous moans and cross comments. "One page? I can summarize my summer with a single word," began Zell gloomily. "The second shall be a poem about feelings," continued the teacher. "At least 10 lines."
"I'll just repeat that one word over 10 times. That has feelings," whispered Zell to Lena.
"Zell Goddess, do you have something to share with the rest of the class?" asked the teacher. She did not have to consult her seating chart to know his name. He was quite memorable. Zell hated the attention drawn to him. He simply shook his head and scooted lower in his seat. The teacher nodded and scanned the room for hands. "Yes, Philia, do you have a question?" "Can the report be longer?" "No, 1 page maximum. Anyone else?" "Yes, Zelos?"
"Handwritten or typed?"
"I prefer typed. Handwritten must be very neat." "Yes, Martina."
"How many pages?"
Sigh. 1-page report, 10-line poem. Any other questions?" "Yes, Zelos?"
"Pen or pencil?"
Sigh.
"Pen, black or blue ink?"
"Can I use purple?" he asked innocently. A few class snickers.
Sigh.
"Anyone else?" The teacher patiently and tactfully passing over any further inane questions. "You may have the rest of the period to do your work. There are dictionaries and thesauruses on the shelf in the back."
"So, what are you writing about, Lena?"
asked Martina, chewing on her pencil.
"I'm not. I'm working on, as in thinking about, my poem," she answered. "I have no coherent thoughts, but plenty of emotions."
"What are you thinking about? Seriously, Zell?" asked Lena.
"Drowning myself. My summer vacation. I slipped off a rock at the pond in the park, hit my head, and landed face down in the water. Is that a page yet?"
Lena made a face at her sarcastic friend and turned to Philia on her other side. "Hey, Philia, what you gonna write about?"
"I can't decide. We were so busy at the colony last summer. The entire clan moved to a new settlement. I was honored to lead the procession," she began.
Wow, Philia. You just write about that," said Lena, shaking her head a bit. She turned around. Zelos was seated directly behind Zell. He was smiling, eyes closed, and humming a tune. Now there was a kid she'd rarely seen around.
"So, Zelos, aren't you going to get started?" she asked.
"No, I'll just type it up on the computer tonight. Do you think she has a fax?" he asked, eyes still closed.
"I don't know. Why don't you ask?" answered Lena slyly.
"Why not?"
he giggled, and hopped over to the teacher. When Lena reached her locker, Amelia was already there, bouncing with enthusiasm.
"Oh, Miss Lena, would you help me stick up these posters? Thank you. Oh, Mr. Zelgadis, here's some posters for you, too. One in each hallway, and the cafeteria, and the computer lab, and library."
"Yeah, sure, Amelia, I get it. Like, everywhere," Lena murmured. What are they for?
I'm getting a head start. I'm running for Student Council Freshman President. Miss Silphiel already nominated me, and Miss Philia seconded it. I met both in chorus.
Chorus? That was only second period. When did you find the time? Asked Lena, surprised at Amelia's determination.
Well, I knew somebody would, if I told them I was interested. So I printed up the posters over the weekend. I've helped with my father's campaigns and have lots of experience,
answered Amelia energetically. I bet. Well, don't want to be late. See you later. And Lena left. Amelia turned her starry blue eyes to Zelgadis, and though she lost a little of her shine, she seemed to want him to do something for her. Zell looked down at the stack of glossy posters in his hands.
Vote Amelia, they read, for justice!
With a full color picture of her face. Some had variations, like, it's the right thing to do! But they were all equally cheery and gung-ho. He felt a little sick. I have to go too, Amelia. Sorry. He handed her posters back and hurried away so he didn't have to see her reaction. He was not out of range to hear Martina's reaction.
You have posters already? Nobody told me we could do that yet!
Martina screamed, tearing at her sleeve.
As soon as you have been nominated and seconded, the campaign can begin. I've read all the rules. There's an assembly next week. If you want, you can make your first speech to the student body,
Amelia said, glowing with accomplishment.
I see. Then I'll do it. Lena's never been president. I'll be the sophomore president and show her,
Martina sniffed and stalked off. The bell had rung. Some time ago. Zell sped into the advanced science room, taking the only available seat, up front, next to Zelos. You are late already, and it's only the first day. I'm disappointed in you. What's your name? Asked the teacher. Zell. I'm sorry, too. My locker wouldn't open. I had to get the custodian, and now the lock's busted. And I have to carry all my crap around so I look even more geeky than ever until I can find a new locker next to some creep who makes my life even worse than it already is. The last stream of consciousness was muttered in a voice so low only Zelos, seated nearby, could hear it. He leaned toward Zell, who looked miserable, and said cheerily, "You can share my locker. I never use it." Oh, joy. Was all Zell could utter. This day just keeps getting better all the time. This teacher was on a roll, too.
The first line of business will be selecting lab partners. I will assign you and your partner a lab equipment unit, which contains your lab kit and list. You will examine all of your equipment and your kits and check them off on the list. If anything is missing or broken, notify me at once. I will sign and collect all of your lists. When this is done, you are to put your units away under the table where you found them. Each unit is numbered. Each table is numbered. Be sure the numbers match. Are there any questions?
This was delivered in a monotone by their pasty-faced, bespectacled teacher, who remained seated on a tall stool and fiddled with his white lab coat label. The overhead fluorescent lights hummed. One flickered in the back, threatening to blink out any minute. The class was speechless.
Do we get to choose our own lab partners? Asked Zelos, smiling at Zell, who squirmed in his chair and looked paler than usual.
Yes. If there are any problems, see me immediately. Any other questions? Droned the teacher. What's a unit? Asked an invisible nobody. If there are no questions, then you may find a partner and get started. Finished the teacher. Zell had collapsed on his desk. He had given up. Why fight it? I'm lost.
Lena will forget I'm here. I'll be left to... Gods, Zell, are you all right? Don't you want to get this unit stuff done and go to lunch, partner? Lena was used to his moods and ignored them mostly. Lena? Zell brightened measurably. Oh, yeah, sure. He had practically examined, cleaned, and checked off the entire kit before most of the students had even secured their units. That's why Lena always picked him for a partner. He was precise, exacting, and efficient. She wasn't. This gave her plenty of time to walk around and chat and lend a hand where one might really be needed. She ended up at Zelos' table. He hadn't checked his unit. Instead, he was attempting to balance as many beakers and flasks on top of each other as possible. Oh, hello, Lena, he smiled. Just one more. That's it. What do you think? Nice, Zelos. So, where did your partner go? She asked. I never had one. Ah, there's the bell. Now, the trick is getting them down without breaking any. Whoops. Well, that's too bad. My record's broken. He looked heartbroken, and then laughed. Lunchtime had arrived at last, and everyone had gravitated around one table. Lena's people. Lena lived with her older sister, who worked at a restaurant. She brought tons of leftovers home each evening, so Lena brought her lunch each day. A very big lunch. Gowri bought his. He balanced 3 lunch trays on one arm and juggled a quart of milk, eating utensils, straws, and a glass in the other.
Lena, can I sit here?
He asked, indicating the chair next to her. Are you going to try to steal any of my food? She demanded.
No, this is getting pretty heavy.
Sure then, it's okay by me. Gowri carefully pulled out the chair with one foot and slowly set down the trays and milk.
Oh, here, I got you a straw.
Thanks, Gowri, said Lena, stuffing food into her mouth. Zell shook his head. He wondered if Lena even noticed how thoughtful the guy was. Maybe Gowri didn't either. Zell was drinking from a bottle of coffee drink called Frappuccino. Naturally, he had left his money in his locker, the one with the broken lock, so that by the time he'd gone back and checked it, the money was gone. Of course. He'd scraped together enough change to get the drink. Oh, the day just keeps getting better and better, he thought. Amelia plunked down next to him.
Oh, hi, Mr. Zelgadis.
Zell choked on his Frappuccino.
Just call me Zell, okay?
Amelia opened her brand new white lunchbox. She placed a clean white cloth napkin on the table in front of her. She set out numerous Tupperware containers, a matched set of eating utensils, a thin silver thermos, and a bag of tiny jelly beans tied with a pink bow. Zell watched her open those little containers with a mixture of horror and fascination.
Would you like some grapes? She offered him. You know, you should eat something. It's not healthy to skip meals, especially breakfast and lunch, she added.
Was that Martina working the lunch line? Philia asked Gowri. He nodded.
I thought I heard her grumbling as I walked in, Philia said, sitting beside Amelia. Nice lunchbox.
Philia used only biodegradable, good-for-the-environment lunch bags and wrappers. She was also a concerned vegan, and so everything in her lunch was a soy-based textured product, both indestructible and indigestible from Lena's point of view. Philia poured herself a cup of tea, herbal, naturally, and listened to the others. Sylphiel had seated herself quietly beside Gowri, then asked,
I baked these cookies myself. Would you like some?
She wiggled a cellophane bag temptingly in his direction. Gowri nodded and happily took a couple out of the bag. He stuffed them in his mouth and followed them down with a gulp of milk.
Those are really good. You're a really good cook, Sylphiel. Thanks.
And he grabbed 2 more. Lena, believing they were for her as well, grabbed a few too.
Silphiel looked a little shocked, then said, Lena, how can you eat so much and stay so slim? Without waiting for an answer, she continued, I have to be so careful about everything I eat. If I just look at a bowl of ice cream, I might gain pounds. Dieting and diet chat was uninteresting to Lena. Silphiel, you look fine. Don't obsess, okay? Oh, and the cookies are good. Try one? Zelos suddenly appeared out of nowhere and took the seat open beside Zell. He sat smiling and sipping a cup of tea. Zell jumped when he noticed him. How long have you been sitting there? Not long, the strange boy drawled lazily. So, no lunch, Zelos? Lena asked. Aha, now Lena, that's a secret. He grinned, opening one eye and pointing at her with a forefinger. Whatever, she said, and returned to snorting down her food. Moments later, she looked up and asked, Has anyone seen Val today? Silphiel answered tremulously, Isn't he a troublemaker? And his father's some kind of hoodlum. It's his stepfather, anyway, and Val's not bad. He's just a little wild, that's all. And his stepfather takes advantage of him, Lena corrected. She liked Val. Not liked him. But he was fun and interesting to hang out with. Besides, who said she wasn't a troublemaker? But his stepdad is bad news. Amelia jumped up. Ah! An innocent heart exploited by the forces of evil! We must steer Mr. Val onto the righteous path with love and friendship! Lena sighed. I don't think that's gonna fly, Amelia. But I guess we should at least lean on him a little to come to school more often. Well, he did show up for band class today, Lena, Zelos informed her. How would you know? You're not in band, Zell asked suspiciously. Well, that is a secret. Zelos ducked as Zelgadas threw a punch at his face. And then he disappeared, leaving the unhappy boy to steam alone and unrequited. Well, Val's really good at painting. He did my skateboard last night. You've got to see it, Gowrie said, excited. Really? How nice, Silphiel cooed and batted her eyelashes at Gowrie, who didn't notice since his eyes were veered towards Lena. It's so cool, with a big glowy sword and all. Want to see it? It's in my locker, he offered to Lena, as if he was offering to show her the crown jewels. Lena brushed him off as usual. No, don't drag it out now. I'll see it after school. Your locker is right next to mine. Speaking of lockers, you don't have your stuff, Zell. What did you finally do about that nasty pinch? She turned the conversation to poor Zelgadas. No, I'm not telling her that I'm using that goofball's locker. I just can't. Zelgadas thought fast. That is a secret, he quoted, thinking he must have gone demented, and rushed out before he could damn himself any further. Zelos returned to the table, noting Zell's absence with a raised eyebrow. He took his previous seat, set down a fresh cup of tea, and sat smiling while dumping packets of sugar into the cup and stirring it with his forefinger. Philia sniffed in disgust and turned to Amelia. Martina slammed down her lunch tray hard enough to even wipe the smile off of Zelos' face. She had claimed Zell's vacated seat with the ardor of a woman scorned. Naturally, you're all about to leave. We working girls have to take our breaks when we can. Lena, I thought you were going to do lunch line duty this year, or I wouldn't have lowered myself to do this. I said I was thinking about it. Something better came up in peer counseling. Listen, Gowrie, I've changed my mind about your board. I'll see it now, said Lena, standing and clearing her trash. Sure, Lena, said Gowrie, obediently following. Wait for me, Gowrie, cried Silphiel.
and then added, I couldn't, you know, finish the sandwich. Would you like it?
Yeah, thanks.
He grinned, melting her in his sunny disposition. Philia continued to speak exclusively to Amelia. Martina chatted endlessly to anyone she made eye contact with, or not.
Zelos sipped his tea and eavesdropped on both conversations. Martina was describing a wonderful new tea house with traditional service, whatever that was. Philia's whispering his name to Amelia alerted his attention.
Just stay away from him, that's all I'm saying, Philia warned. But he seems nice, and he's a friend of Miss Lena's,
said Amelia supportively.
Maybe, maybe not. He's up to no good. When I find out what, I bet he'll get expelled. Also, he's obviously gay.
Philia said this, looking him squarely in the eye. Zelos dropped his trademark smile.
Just because I don't fawn on her like every other guy does, doesn't give her the right to call me names. I don't have a girlfriend, but I don't have a boyfriend either. That Zelgadis character doesn't date, but of course, he's the poor scarred boy nobody likes. I can't tell about the others. Well, we can't let people get the wrong idea about me, so I have to do something. Lena's gone now. I wish she was still here. She'd care. Okay, she probably wouldn't, but I'd like her to. Oh yeah, sure, just stand in that line, Zell. That airhead Gowrie dotes on her. That punk Val drools. Even Zell dreams, I bet. Well, I can be her friend too. I must.
Zelos, weren't you listening to me? Screamed Martina.
Ow.
Yes, you like that new restaurant, it seems. Would you like to go to dinner Friday night?
He asked, smiling again.
With you?
Martina stammered. She was astounded.
What a catch! Zelos seemed polite, dressed well, so he apparently had some money, and, best of all, he wasn't hanging all over Lena.
Aloud, she answered. Oh, Zelos, I'd love to! They left moments later, together holding hands.
See, Miss Philia, you were wrong about Mr. Zelos. That's very unjust of you. You hurt his feelings, and you should apologize to him, cried Amelia.
Okay, maybe he's not gay. Just secretive and evil. I still say he's up to something. Only time will tell, sniffed Philia, shaking her beautiful long blonde hair.
Come along, Amelia. Let's get some fresh air before class starts.
Zelos' locker was actually in a prime location, right next to the computer lab. Clandestinely, as if this was a secret operation, Zell worked at the combination until the metal door swung open. It was roomy, impossibly roomy. It seemed like someone had knocked out the separation between two lockers just for Zelos. Zell was suspicious. But this day was too bad for him to worry about just one detail. Besides, it would be hard to mess up his next class, computer lab. Zell slunk behind a computer terminal at the back of the classroom. Zelos moved to another one at the far side, near the windows. The rest of the class filled in between, many uncomfortable with contacting technology. He logged on and chose a chess game to warm up. The teacher was outlining the course and passing out questionnaires entitled, Getting in Touch with My Techno Self. She spoke quietly to Zelos, and then approached Zell with Zelos in tow. Zell looked up.
I've received some new toys this summer. I'd like you boys to test them out, write up brief reviews, and start some simple how-to manuals we can use in the lab. Interested? Asked the teacher.
Zell nodded tentatively, waiting for the inevitable other shoe to drop. Zelos grinned.
I have the newest iMovie tools for our computers and video camera. I'd like you to make a video using all the features.
The teacher smiled, relishing the news. Zelos asked, When do we get the camera? I'll bring everything in tomorrow so you can install the software. Oh, yes. And Zell, there's a new top-of-the-line computer to go with it. Do you think you'd be able to set up the hardware, too? She asked.
Zell brightened. Yes. How soon? Tomorrow? Should I come before school starts?
If you could, that would be wonderful. Now I've got to go back to the rest of the class, she said, and stepped away. Zelos returned to his terminal. Zell contentedly contemplated the chessboard. He'd have to work with Zelos, but he decided he would not let that spoil his good time with the new hardware.
I did it! I did it! Come see!
Appeared on Zell's screen.
Did what? Scratch that. I'm busy.
Zell shot back.
Please, 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 please.
Completely filled Zell's screen. Quickly followed by...
Besides, you don't want to move your knight yet. The bishop's move is better.
Zell glared at Zelos. He was right, but how did he know? The guy wasn't a mind reader, was he? Zell's terminal was hung now, so he marched over to Zelos's, grumbling. Might as well get this over with. Zelos was beaming with pride. His screen showed a tiny figure bouncing up and down, surrounded by a fireworks display. The following words flashed on and off at the top of the screen.
Congratulations! You have killed all the golden dragons with one stroke. You have now progressed to the status of Beastmaster.
Zell was impressed. He had only just achieved the status of Supreme Shaman. He had no idea how Zelos could have found a way and said so, unable to mask the amazement and rising admiration in his voice.
Can you give me a hint as to how you did that?
Come over after school and I'll do better. I'll show you all the tricks, Zelos offered.
We can't do that over the internet,
Zell asked hopefully. The purple-haired kid shook his head slowly no.
Zell sighed resignedly.
When?
Right after school. We can walk together. I don't bite, really.
That way you'll know how to find my house, Zelos said.
Zell shrugged in defeat.
Perfect end to the perfect day.
Yeah, right.